In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. One of the things that we hear rather frequently and with much frustration in people is if they only knew what God's will was, it would be so much easier, wouldn't it? If the Lord just made clear to us what it is that he wanted, how he wants us to do something, whatever it is, piece of cake, we'll do it. Right. And if God appeared to us in a cloud like he did on the mountain and said, "This is my beloved son, listen to him," we would listen, right? Yeah, right. But what if the Holy Spirit made it absolutely clear to you what God's will for you is? Well, he did. It was right in the second reading today. St. Paul said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in all things give thanks. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus our Lord." Couldn't be too much clearer, could it? If we only knew what God wanted, we would do it. Yeah. Do you rejoice always? I hear a lot of whining and complaining. I don't hear a whole lot of rejoicing. Do we give thanks for everything? Generally not. Once again, a lot of negativity. Why would I be grateful for this? Look how bad it is. Do we pray always? Without ceasing? Even when we try, that's really hard. It's one thing, for instance, if you had a relatively mindless sort of job. Yeah, then you can just pray while you're doing whatever and it's no problem. If you've got a job where you have to be using your brain, it's kind of hard to be thinking about one thing and doing another. And so it's not as easy as it sounds. So we need to work on that prayer part. Told you many times, you know, St. Benedict told the monks, you pray before you start a task, you pray while you're doing it, and you pray at the end of it. Ask for help, work with God through it, give thanks. But in the midst of that, let's look at those other two. To rejoice always. Joy was one of the hallmarks of the early Christians. And I know we can look at it and say, yeah, but they didn't have to deal with what we have to. That's right, their life was in danger every day. Yeah, they didn't have to deal with things like my internet went down. I mean, really important things like that. They might die. We whine and complain over the most stupid things. They were rejoicing and their life was in danger. They were persecuted, they were hungry, they were thirsty, they were persecuted and they rejoiced. We get a hangnail and my goodness, you would think the end of the world was coming. So we need to be able to look at our disposition and ask ourselves, when I know that this is God's will, shouldn't I be rejoicing? And I know in our pessimistic way, what do I have to rejoice in? How about in Jesus? How about the fact that he's making you a saint? Do we really believe that St. Paul, what St. Paul told us, that all things work together for good for those who believe? Not most things or some things, all things work together for good for those who believe. On the surface, that makes no sense. You look at these poor kids who are being violated. You say, how can that work for good? There is nothing good in it. And yet, that's part of how God is making those kids into saints, by working through these absolutely horrific things and being faithful and praying and trying their best to work through these things, they are going to become saints. And in fact, they are going to become amazing saints. Now, most of us wouldn't ever recognize them as being saints. We tend to look at the ones that are out there doing extraordinary things. God knows what's in their heart. He sees the effort. He sees what they're trying to do. And he's the one blessing them for it. It may well be that when the end comes, we're all going to need binoculars or telescopes to see where they are compared to where we are, because of the struggle and the difficulty that they had trying to move forward in the spiritual life, and they persevered in it, and they became great saints. And maybe for some of us, for whom it's a whole lot easier and we're tiptoeing through the tulips and thinking everything is just grand, yeah, maybe we're going to eke our way in, and those people are going to be way up there. We don't know. But it's a matter, though, that God brings good out of everything. And he does, and we all know that. We've seen it enough times in our lives. Initially, you can't see anything good. And in the thing itself, maybe there's not anything good. But the lessons that we learn and the way God purifies us and what he teaches us, the good that he brings out of us, that we recognize this could not have happened unless these horrible things had happened to me. I wouldn't wish those horrible things on anybody, and yet I wouldn't trade them in, because look at the good that God has brought from it. Well, if we've seen that pattern enough times in our lives, then when this utterly horrible thing happens to me today, then I can actually be grateful. And I can rejoice because I know that God's going to bring some great good out of it. I don't know what good he's going to bring from it, but I know that he is. If I will trust him, if I will continue to have faith, if I'll even do exactly what St. Paul tells us is God's will for us in Christ Jesus, if I will rejoice and give thanks and pray. That doesn't sound too terribly difficult. And we all know just how about impossible it is for us. So if we really knew God's will, we would do it. How about, at least at this point, if we really know God's will, we will try. We will make an effort. We will try to do that. Have we even done that? That's a great challenge for all of us to look at. Have I even really made that effort to rejoice always and to be grateful for everything? These are very, very difficult things. And yet we don't know the good that God can bring from it. We're listening to a talk that a woman had given, lady who does all the pro-life billboards, I don't remember what her name is right now. Anyway, she had given a talk at a local high school, and some kids that were, you know, thinking she was nuts, and, you know, kids know everything, they decided to go out and break the windshield on her car because they didn't agree with her pro-life position. And she had decided not too long before that she was going to do exactly what St. Paul told us to do. No matter what happened, she was going to rejoice. She said, so I get done with this talk, and it was kind of a hostile environment in a public high school. She said, I got out to my car, and I saw the window broken. She said, the first thing I thought of is, my husband is not going to be happy about this. And then I got to deal with the insurance company. I'm going to have to, you know, all these things. She said, no, I decided I'm going to be rejoicing. So she said she stood out there in the parking lot and she started praising God that somebody had done this. Eventually got in her car and drove home. She said it wasn't right away, it was a year or two later. She got a letter. And it was from a young woman who back on that day in high school was pregnant. And she was going to have an abortion. And her friends decided, because they were all pro-abortion and this woman was nuts, Marianne Kaharsky is her name, that they would break her window. And then they decided, since she was up there talking about Jesus and about pro-life, they were going to hide themselves behind another parked car and they were going to watch, because this would be so funny to see her reaction. And then she rejoiced. And this girl watched as Marianne Kaharsky stood out in the parking lot and rejoiced and praised God that her window was broken. And she said, I now have this, whatever, 2-year-old daughter, because when I saw what you did, I canceled my abortion. She rejoiced in the Lord that these kids had broken her window, and that saved a baby's life. We don't know what kind of example we give. We don't know whose heart we might touch. She had no idea. She didn't know these kids were watching. She had no idea there was a young girl who was with child. She wasn't doing this to try and save the baby's life. She had simply decided she was going to praise God for whatever happened. And the result of that was something she didn't even know for a couple of years later. So we don't know. And we're not doing it to try and impress anybody else, but it's simply to say, look what happens when we praise God for everything, when we can thank God for everything. It makes a huge difference in our lives, but obviously it can make a huge difference in the lives of others as well. And even if we're not looking to make a difference, it's God's will for us. We know that. And if we know God's will, we're going to do it, right? So let's get at it. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all things.